got your giant size appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in the Giants locker room. Coming up on this week's show, we'll look back at the Giants' Super Bowl wins in Super Bowls 42 and 46. But now it's time for Sights and Sounds, presented by Bose, as we look back at the historic season of Odell Beckham Jr.
I was 4 years old. I was running around our neighborhood just playing football by myself, and my mom comes outside. She's like, you know, what are you doing? I told her I was practicing for Sunday. The draft is the day that all your hard work and preparation finally pays off, and you're just, you know, able to put a smile on mom and dad's face.
Good evening, and welcome to the 2014 NFL Draft.
Giants are about to make their selection. I think it's either going to be the tackle, Zach Martin, or whoever their number three wideout is, either Beckham or Cooks. They've got to protect them, and they need some weapons outside for sure.
The 2014 NFL Draft is officially open. With the 12th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Odell Beckham, wide receiver, LSU.
There is Odell Beckham Jr., tears in his eyes coming out.
And finally hearing my name called is just like, you know, thank you. You know, you got to take the time and just thank the man above for putting you here. And, you know, my parents, I'm just so happy to be able to put a smile on their face.
And this is what Giant fans have been waiting to see. The 12th overall draft pick, Odell Beckham Jr., about to take his first snap as a Giant.
Play fake to Jennings, Manning to throw. Zips one off on the right, and that's Odell Beckham Jr., who makes his first career catch. Manning out of the gun with Williams to his right. Falcons show blitz. They bring pressure. Manning back. He throws one left into the end zone. Jump ball. Touchdown, Giants. Odell Beckham Jr.
That's a heck of a play by Odell Beckham. Eli puts it high. He high points it and just out jumps the defender.
My first one.
This kid is becoming a star in a blink. Only his fifth game.
Back to throw. Off one right for Odell Beckham Jr., who makes a leaping catch over the defender and his touchdown at the 3-yard line.
I don't think they're estimating his speed, but speed with the ability to catch the ball.
Boy. He jumped up and made the grab in traffic, 38 yards.
What body control he showed on this catch.
You know me, I'm always having fun. Always.
Offset eye left, Manning on a play fake. Rolls right, throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Wow. He was literally parallel to the ground when he pulled that in.
That is a difference maker, folks. 43 yards. On the touchdown pass, Manning to Odell Beckham Jr.
Go! Let's go!
Play fake. Manning pops it, throws it over the middle, completes it underneath. Odell Beckham Jr. racing into the end zone for the touchdown. He turned down the Jets on the slant. 35 yards and the Giants back in front.
He is such a dominant football player. I mean, he has impacted this offense in ways that I don't think they ever imagined he could as a rookie.
Keep balling, baby. Keep balling. Hey.
Has time. Deep ball down the middle. Wide open Odell Beckham Jr. Catches it at the 40. He's to the 20. 10, 5. High steps in. Touchdown, Giants. 80 yards. He's shattering every rookie record that exists.
Good evening. Welcome to the 2015 Pro Bowl.
Throws downfield, and it's pulled in by who else? Odell Beckham Jr. So Stafford's used to throw it to guys who make sick catches, and he throws to Odell Beckham Jr., does that as well.
I've never seen hands like Odell Beckham.
What do you think?
I
I think it's everything I could have ever dreamed of, and if not more. You know, it's been a wild year. Life has definitely changed. You know, from when I got drafted to now, I could definitely say that.
When you think about all the things that Odell Beckham Jr. did in just 12 games, the future looks bright for the Giants wide receiver. Speaking of bright, the Giants have had a rich history when it comes to Super Bowls. We'll tell you about their most two recent wins when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Tomorrow in Glendale, Arizona, the Super Bowl 49 champion will be crowned. Glendale, Arizona, side of one of the great upsets in Super Bowl history, Super Bowl 42, when the Giants knocked off the undefeated New England Patriots. So that got us thinking. Why not take a look back at the Giants' Super Bowl 42 and 46 victories? In Super Bowl 42, the New York Giants were looking to pull off a miracle against the undefeated New England Patriots.
The New England Patriots trying to rewrite history. 18-0. We'll settle it over 60 minutes of football.
From the beginning, the game plan was clear. Punish Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Brady back, has Koch, steps up, gets hit, fumble. Sack, fumble the football, it's loose on the ground, they scramble for it. Who has it? Giant ball at midfield.
But as he had done all year, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady would lead a comeback to give his team the lead late in the game.
Brady gets set, takes the snap, back to throw, lobs one right for Moss, touchdown! The Patriots have the lead with 2:42 to go.
What a Super Bowl this has been. Can the Giants do it? They're down by four.
17-14 is the final, okay? 17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 22-yard line. What a play by Manning. He eluded three sacks.
They got a hold of him, but they just never pulled me down. They just kind of, I could feel the guy hold me, but they weren't tackling me, so I fought out of it. I rolled right. I kind of saw Tyree. I just figured, you know, I got to give this a shot.
Then he throws it to the middle of the field, and no, not the middle of the field. I know that. You never throw the ball to the middle of the field.
What a play by the quarterback.
What a catch by Tyree. Oh. Tyree had Harrison all over him. The ball was on his helmet.
When he caught the ball, game was over. We knew we were going to win.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, throws it wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath.
The following season, in 2008, New York won the NFC East Division Championship with a 12-4 record and earned home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But the season ended in disappointment when they lost in the first round of the playoffs to the Philadelphia Eagles 23-11. And in the next two seasons, 2009 and 2010, New York failed to make the playoffs entirely. But in 2011, the Giants put together a spectacular late season run that propelled them back into the postseason.
To the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Victor Cruz!
In the NFC divisional playoff game, the Giants shocked the 15-1 Green Bay Packers.
Heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown!
In the NFC championship game, New York punished the 49ers in one of the most physical contests of the season, setting up a dramatic overtime finish.
Returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it. They do.
And once again, it would be Lawrence Tynes to send the Giants to the Super Bowl.
Snap is low. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good. And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years.
And in a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 46, the Giants look to once again capture the Lombardi Trophy in what would become another Super Bowl classic.
Takes the snap, back to throw, throws one left, touchdown Giants, Victor Cruz on the slant.
Eli connected on his first nine passes, breaking the Super Bowl record held by former Giant Phil Sims. He finished the game with 296 yards and one touchdown, and once again thrilled the fans with some last-minute magic.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This time it was Manning to Manningham that set up the game-winning score.
Hand off Bradshaw, he runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping.
But not before another heart-stopping final play.
Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
It's definitely special. The first time it was all kind of brand new. It kind of came out of nowhere. The second one, you end up thinking, you know, thinking about the other guys who were getting their first Super Bowl and the emotions that they must be going through with that first one. You realize that you're the world champions and just all the different things that are going through your mind. So it's an exciting time, you know, for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, you know, what that feeling is and smiling for them.
For the New York Giants, it was deja vu all over again. A Super Bowl win against Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots. A parade down the Canyon of Heroes. And a celebration this time in the Giants' new home, MetLife Stadium. For the 2011 Giants, Eli Manning proved that he was an elite quarterback as he won his second Super Bowl MVP. And for Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the rest of the Big Blue, a season in which there were many doubters, in the end, the Giants were the Super Bowl champions.
Obviously, great memories for Giants fans. And, you know, the Giant brass and coaching staff hard at work to get the Giants back to another Super Bowl. Time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia with Matthias Kiwanuka.
Who holds the Giants record for the most games played during their career? The answer coming up after the break. Michael Strahan holds the record for the most games played during their career here with the Giants with 216.
We thank Matthias Kiwanuka for participating in this week's edition of Giants Trivia. We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. How well do you know your teammate? The focus this week, Antrell Roll.
Hi, Giants fans. Anita Marks here. We've got a brand new segment this season called How Well Do You Know? We're going to find out how well do Giants DBs know their captain, Antrell Roll. All right, so this is an easy one. Which college did Antrell Roll go to?
He went to Miami, not the real U of M, though.
What?
Exactly. The real U of M is Michigan. He just went to Miami.
Does he have a nickname?
Yes.
What is it?
Where's Trail? I mean, everybody said where Trail at, so I'm just going with Trail.
Nope. What is his nickname?
Six.
What's his favorite music? What's his favorite genre?
R&B. I would say hip-hop and rap.
R&B.
Oh, wow. I can tell by the lotion. He uses some smell-good lotion, so it makes sense.
Give me an artist. What artist is he listening to a lot lately?
Lately? Hey, Captain Cruz? Captain Cruz?
Bringing me in?
Yes,
man.
I am.
What's the question? Antrell listens to an array of music. If I had to pick an artist right now, I would have to go Trey Songz. He likes it all. R&B, he likes Katy Perry.
He likes everything.
That would be John Legend.
Close.
I know we're talking to a lot of the DBs on how well they know Antrell Roll, but we gotta bring in John Beeson. Why? Because him and Antrell Roll are tight as thieves. They went to the same college together, so if anybody knows Antrell Roll, it's you. Are you ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
It should be easy.
What's his favorite movie?
Oh, favorite movie is Iron Man 2.
Nope.
That's a hard one.
Men of Honor.
Men of Honor?
Is that a good one? I've never seen it.
No.
It's not a good one? I shouldn't rent it?
Not for it to be a favorite, no.
No? What's the most common thing he says?
I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right now.
Who is Antrell's favorite football player growing up?
Oh, man. I don't know this one.
Deion Sanders?
I don't know Deion Sanders.
I'm stumped again, Trell. I guess I don't know you that well, Trell.
Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith.
Yes! Yes! If he could play one position.
Go ahead, Matt.
We're trying to find out how well does he know Antrel Roll. So the last question is, if Antrel Roll could play one position other than a DB, what would it be?
Quarterback.
Yep.
Quarterback.
And that would be correct. If Antrel could play any other position, what would it be?
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah. they knew that.
Antrel Roll has been a fixture in the Giants' locker room in his 5 years with Big Blue, including helping the Giants win Super Bowl 46. Now it's time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
Feels like a close, it's coming to me off my gonna do. It's too late to start over. This is the only thing I know.
This week's look at Jameel McClain in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Super Bowl 49 in Glendale, Arizona tomorrow. Jameel McClain was part of a Super Bowl winning organization with the Baltimore Ravens, and every year he holds a youth football camp.
Bring it in. You ready? You got to say it loud. I want everybody to hear. One, two, three, finish!
Let's hear it, young people!
Ready? Go! We got to pick this tempo up. Let's go. There you go.
That's it.
Go. Nice. Good job.
Hey, Giants fans. This is Jameel McClain, number 53. And here we are at my football and fitness clinic in Maryland. We're having an amazing time. Show them how it's done. Yeah! There it is. Ooh, look at the feet on him.
Run right at it. Run right at it. Oh, that's sweet.
This is myself and Josh Bynes' event. You know, Josh plays with the Baltimore Ravens. And the whole premise behind this was giving a proper and a healthy message to the kids.
Time flies fast. So now you got to start thinking about the very next step in severing yourself from somebody else. Cool? All right. Jameel has always been a great guy in the community here in Baltimore. He does a lot of community work. He loves kids.
Catch me. No.
I'm stealing time away from them. They think their parents think that the kids are excited to see me, but I'm more excited to see them.
This man is going to take my job one day.
And I see some nice athletes out there, but most importantly, I see some good students out there too. You know, hearing what you guys want to do and hearing that some of you want to become doctors, lawyers, professional athletes, astronauts, anything that y'all want to do. You know, I like to hear those things.
He loves children, he loves young people, and he honestly, to me, is what we need to have more of in this entire country, and that is men that step up to be good role models and examples for young people.
Winners! Yes! I was rooting for you guys! Yes! Yes!
My commitment to the community, to every community, my commitment to the world, my commitment to the youth, you know, doesn't stop on wherever I'm located. It doesn't stop. You know, it's something that I was taught when I went to Syracuse, to always give back, to always be a part of something that's going to be bigger than yourself. And what better thing than to invest yourself into the youth?
Perfect. Good job.
Thanks, Giants fans, for joining me today. As you can see, we had a lot of fun. It's a lot of tired kids out here. I hope that I got y'all tired, too. I can't wait to get something like this up in New York. Go Big Blue. It's easy. I'm out of here, man. Yeah!
Jamil, also a welcomed addition to the Giants family in 2014. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants at Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Pop. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.